Thank you. I want to thank my colleagues, Libby Smith and Ruth Malone, for this work. And I'm going to be speaking specifically about an analysis we're doing of Altria's support of Veterans Games. I have no disclosures to reveal about tobacco conflicts, tobacco industry conflicts. This incident is about the National Veterans Wheelchair Games, which is an annual event that was started in the early 80s by the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, and then Paralyzed Veterans of America, which is a veteran service organization, joined to put on. And these are games that include a wide variety of wheelchair sports, and it contributes to the health and well-being of the participants, both physically and emotionally. I'll tell you a little bit about these organizations. The PVA, the Paralyzed Veterans of America, provides a wide range of service to their clients. Their mission is to advocate for quality health care, research, and benefits for its members. The VA, as you know, is a cabinet-level department whose mission is to, quote, care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. And this translates to providing VA healthcare to 8.3 million veterans. About a third of eligible veterans get their healthcare from the VA. So in June of this year, the games were held in Richmond, Virginia, and Altria, the parent company of Philip Morris, was one of three national host sponsors, which means they contributed $100,000 to put on the event. And we were concerned about, it called attention to the work we do, because we wanted to know why and what issues were raised when a sporting event for people in wheelchairs, sponsored by the leading healthcare provider for veterans, was also sponsored by the leading tobacco company in the country. And the reason we care simply is that it's a major conflict. The VA and the PVA and the games are all about health, and tobacco, as we know, is all about profit, sickness, and death. I want to talk a little bit about the history of these organizations as regards tobacco. Happily, the VA has a long history of fighting for tobacco control, including making sure that the VA facilities were as smoke-free as possible and getting veterans insurance, disability insurance, if they're sick with tobacco-caused illness. The VA spends billions a year treating tobacco-caused disease, including $5 billion to treat chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which, as we know, is 80% attributable to smoking. So clearly, the VA has a vested interest in discouraging tobacco use, as I might add, does the taxpayer, who ultimately puts the bill. The PVA has also had a tobacco control history, getting involved with the Great American Smokeout for cessation activities, and most significantly, the educational foundation of the PVA funded a video that documents the secondary complications of spinal cord injury due to smoking. And there are at least a dozen ways in which people in wheelchairs who smoke fare much more poorly than people who don't smoke. However, sorry to say, the PVA also has a history of being involved with the tobacco industry. Initially, the Tobacco Institute, which was the lobbying arm of the tobacco industry, no longer extant. And the Tobacco Institute, prior to Altria, had been a longtime supporter of the games. We found a document where they were enticed with, we'll print your Tobacco Institute logo on 1,500 t-shirts that go to the athletes. So how do these organizations benefit by taking the money from Altria? Well, obviously, Altria's sponsorship enhances the games, and it may mean that the VA itself doesn't have to spend as much, and that Altria's supporting these games may attract other donors to the PVA for projects beyond the games. And how does Altria benefit? Well, supporting popular causes builds goodwill and secures allies. And when they associate themselves with veterans, it enhances their view of the corporation, and especially with paralyzed veterans. And we know that philanthropy enhances its corporate image. It distracts focus from the products that they make. This quote is from PVA's website, and it documents what supporters, contributors to the games, can expect to get for their support. This event creates unique potential for our sponsors to network, engage with the VA, and demonstrate their commitment to supporting veterans. With thousands of radio and TV reports, webcasts, and news articles published during the event each year, a halo of positive publicity, both local and national, surrounds the games and its sponsors. So clearly, they're aware that the industry is going to benefit by their accepting the money. What's the conflict here? Well, accepting tobacco money undermines tobacco control. It helps the industry build alliances, which it can be useful in advancing the industry's policy agenda when they have allies who can testify on its behalf. And it also normalizes tobacco use. It minimizes the harm when the organization is seen as legitimate. So why might they be taking the money? We speculate two possible scenarios. The first is that they may think that it won't make a difference for them to take the money, that they know that tobacco is a problem, but they don't believe that that they're taking the money will exacerbate the tobacco problem. And the other possible scenario is that they may think that it's beyond their scope, that yes, tobacco's a problem, and Altria may in fact benefit by being a partner to the games, but they don't see it as their concern. So I'll talk about each of these separately. So they may think that it won't make a difference, that smoking is a personal choice, and that it won't affect prevalence or acceptability. And they may think that smoking is inevitable, that taking the money won't mean anything. And that they may think that publicizing Altria's support is not the same thing as making it easier for them to sell cigarettes, that the disconnect between the industry and its products, the fact that no brand name is mentioned, may in fact facilitate this. They're seeing the industry as apart from its products. And how can we in public health respond to this? Well, we need to help organizations understand that tobacco disease is a population-level problem with population-level solutions rather than an individual problem as the industry, an individual choice that the industry frames it. And that the industry is responsible for the tobacco pandemic. They are the vector of tobacco disease, and this is something we need to drum home. And that, in fact, even though the remake of Philip Morris into Altria to attempt to show the world, demonstrate that they're a kinder, gentler merchant of death, is not quite the case. Altria means tobacco. And the other possible scenario that I mentioned is that they know that tobacco is a problem and that Altria's business may benefit, but they compartmentalize the issue as not their priority out of concern for mission creep. That their singular focus on the games renders tobacco extraneous to their mission. And I'm sure there's a sense that where do you compare tobacco to a paralyzing, a catastrophic injury? And that it's problematic, it may be problematic to judge all donors. Isn't legal status enough to accept someone's money? And what, in fact, would be appropriate criteria for selecting donors? Is there any donor, potential donor, that they would turn down? And public health needs to demonstrate to organizations how tobacco control is, in fact, related to their missions to promote health, and that perhaps working for a VA policy not to accept tobacco donations under any circumstances is what we need to do. And clearly public health has got to partner with veteran service organizations who are interested in public health. And perhaps one of the ways to do that is to build on the work that they've already done in tobacco control and see if we can make inroads. So why is it important to do this work? It helps denormalize the industry, and according to the literature, this is what denormalization achieves. A positive corporate image may distract public attention from the lethality of the industry's products, create opposition to tobacco control measures and support for industry positions, and increase the social acceptability of smoking. This is from McDaniel and Malone in, on a paper they wrote about the industries reaching out to women's groups and how they try to portray themselves as caring. So it's up to us to expose that. So our conclusion is that this area is ripe for public health intervention, industry sponsorship, and especially with organizations like the VA and the PVA that are all about health, to point out the contradiction and work with them to change it. Thank you.